Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Louise Thompson has been a longtime volunteer in our community. In fact, her work spans almost three decades. She began at the age of eight at a Daughters of Isabella event. And now recently, Louise Thompson was rewarded for her hard work. She was presented with the Sovereign Medal for volunteering. That is the highest medal of its kind in our country. That presentation took place last week at Rideau Hall, along with 22 others who received a similar medal for their great work in our country. We had a chance to spend some time with Louise Thompson to talk about her experience at Rideau Hall last week, plus about some memorable experiences volunteering. For more, our Coffee Club segment this morning with Louise Thompson.
Well, it was quite the experience, like you mentioned, Dennis. There was 23 recipients from all over Canada, and we were all together. We marched in. We actually, Mary Simon, the Governor General, addressed all of us and our guests. And one by one, we went up to her, and we received our medal. And it was, like, quite humbling to receive this and proud to know that we were being recognized. But as all of us mentioned amongst each other, whenever we do volunteering because we enjoy it and not looking at recognition, but being recognized felt quite warm to the heart.
Well, you've had a lot of passion for different events over the years. What are some of your most memorable volunteering experiences?
I think some of the most memorable ones would be definitely the fundraising for the hospital in the North Centennial Manor. The second one I would say would be for when Ted Thompson and myself were co-chair for the 75th anniversary of Kappa's Casing. That was quite a big event. Lots of events with the Daughters of Isabella, but meals and everything for people in the community, but one of the biggest ones as well with Rotary was in 2006-2007, we were able to bring the district conference to Kappa's Casing. So a group of 17 of us were able to host over 300 people that came from all over our district as far as Barrie, Quebec border, as well as up to Hearst. So that was a big event that we've had. And many other little events that are as memorable as the big one.
When you first learned that you were getting this award, Louise, what were your initial thoughts when you got the letter or got the phone call that you were getting the Sovereign Medal?
It's funny that you're saying that because we got the letter in 2020. I had been nominated in 2019, and then we got acknowledgement. I had acknowledgement in 2020 to say that the ceremony was going to take place in Quebec City on April the 20th of 2020. But then COVID hit. So when I got the letter, I thought, I was actually with my mom and said, oh, gee, I should get my medal. I'll take it. I'll get it from in the mail. And she says, you better go and get it in person. And, of course, since she's passed, I kept thinking, oh, my God, I wonder if we'll have the ceremony. And it just 3 weeks ago, we got another letter to say that the event was being put on and we would meet the Governor General Mary Simon. So that was exciting.
Congratulations to Louise Thompson. And we appreciate your dedication to your community. For more information on the Coffee Club, including listening to past episodes, head over to the on-air section of our website at mycappascasingnow.com. We'll talk to you next Friday.